Knock, knock. Who's on the clock? Not me, not you, not that guy sitting on the dock. Hi, Jazzy.
Hey.
How goes it tonight?
It's going.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to be giving the obligatory, what's the word I'm looking for here? Declaration of something, something, something. No, the word I'm looking for, it's a big word, it's a big word, it's a big word. Indemnification? No, not that one. It's another big word, it's another big word. Wiggle it out, wiggle it out.
No big words.
No big word.
Really?
Gotta be a big
Why
word.
Why big words?
Big, bada boom, bada bing, bada bomb, bomb, bomb word.
But why?
Disclaimer. That word.
Disclaimer.
Disclaimer.
Ruh-roh.
The views and opinions of everybody on this show, that's me and that's Jazzy, are not necessarily those shared by the rest of the world. However, they're mine. Deal with it. And?
They're mine too.
I'm very tired.
So I'm going to mess you all up.
So, tonight's show is I'm ranting. Do you know why I'm ranting?
Because they've been playing Christmassy music before Halloween.
Oh, no, no, I ain't got a problem. Well, that's a different rant, but yeah, let's start with that one. Christmas! Dudes! When the hell did Christmas start before December 1st? Seriously? I'm sorry. I'm one of those guys. I like traditional Christmas. I will say Merry Christmas. I will say Season's Greetings. I will say Happy Holidays. But I'm going to be one of those guys that says, you know what? It's Christmas time. This is all about the Christmas time. I got no problem with that, nor anybody else's religious beliefs are in any way, shape, or form about it. I like people for their brains. Yes?
No, thank you. I don't like brains.
They're very tasty. Very tasty.
Maybe for zombies, not for humans.
Well, you wouldn't know it, but they are actually very useful for people. And don't mind that
whole.
Useful.
They're not tasty, though.
Don't mind that whole. Hey, you're gonna get like the alligator stuff and like turn into really weird skinny people. It's like, I want the brains. I want the brains. I want the brains. And that's all I want is just the brains. The brains. Can I have the brains, please? Okay. Yes. Can I have some? I want some brains. Brains. Hello. I want some brains. You won't turn into that just because you eat a lot of brains. You will, however, turn into a fine, upstanding, healthy human being, such as myself, who may be a little bit on the undead side. But, Christmas. So, there's a department store up here called Zeller's. And by the way, just to clarify, for everybody who is not necessarily a regular listener to the show and who has just tuned in for the very first time, and or hey, may be tuning in at some other point in the near future, I'm in Canada. We're a lovely country up here. But, this one department store called Zeller's. Call it the equivalent of, say, like a really small Walmart. But it's a good store. It was a Canadian-owned store, but they went kind of not into such good land. So Target, which you guys are probably very familiar with down there in the States because they're a big store, right? Target.
Yes.
They bought Zeller's. So they bought all their assets, they bought most of their stores, and they're going to close some of the stores, reopen some of the stores, rebrand, and this is Target's foray coming into Canada. That's cool. It's all business, blah, 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 blah. But for the last 8 months, call it 8 months? Yeah, about 8 months, 6 to 8 months, several months. The Zeller stores have been slowly liquidating all their inventory and closing down the stores. So every once in a while, stores close, stores close. I walked into Zeller's the other day, and they had this humongous Christmas section. Dudes, seriously? What the? Am I missing the point here? You're liquidating. Why are you getting more inventory? Now, in retail, it is generally a practice that a couple of months before a period of time that you're celebrating or buying stuff and blah, 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 you get inventory. But not 8 months before. What the hell? Now, the whole bit about music, I'm thankful that I don't have to worry about that too much because I put the headphones on. I can't hear the music that they're playing in the department store. I'm listening to whatever freaky good-ass Erst people's type music that I'm listening to.
But it's on the radio stations, too.
What's radio?
ZZ, this is radio.
No,
radio.
This is internet radio. This
internet
is extremely
radio,
different.
Yes.
We do not have commercials through the middle of our shows. We have commercials before and after the shows, and some of them may even talk about Christmas. Hey, that's cool. But while
Correct.
I'm listening to the cast,
what?
There is no commercials.
Correct. But here we get to choose, well, our station owner, EW, gets to choose when to put on the Christmas music.
That's fine. Guess what, radio station? If you don't like it, you can go somewhere else. Or you can enjoy it, whichever is the case. It's your choice. You can. At a store, you can't go over to them and say, turn that stuff off. It's not Christmas time yet. But on a radio station, such as an internet radio station or a regular radio station, you can. You have a choice. But when you walk through the threshold into a store, you don't. Except to say, meh, I don't want to shop in here. I'm going somewhere else. Which is what is generally the accepted notion of, my money does my power taken. I'm taking my money somewhere else because these people
it's
suck.
It's still a matter of, I feel that they're starting Christmas way too early.
I agree.
I started seeing and hearing about Christmas before Halloween. Can I have my favorite holiday, Halloween? Can we have Thanksgiving before we start thinking about Christmas?
Great point. What would you say is the reason that causes it? We have an answer to this for the Canadian retail market because of things that we call Boxing Day. In the U.S., what do you have that's in the next 2 days?
Black Friday.
Precisely. What is Black Friday about?
Shopping for Christmas.
Greed!
Christmas deals. And...
No, it's about greed. Greed. That's all it is. Flat out, fair down, greed. Because let's think about this for a second. And I've read some reports, some consumer reports, and some retail reports, and some other stuff, because this is kind of something I do every once in a while. I'm kind of crazy that way. What kind of real deals do you get on Black Friday? Do you know of any?
No, because I don't really care about Black Friday.
Okay.
I don't go out on Black Friday. I'm planning on sleeping in and being nice and warm in my house.
Safer that way. Enjoy the day off. Relax. I would agree with that. The whole insane shop day, shop till you drop dead, or at least till they drop dead, and you can then take the pickings off the side of their body and then go, oh, wait, look, cookies. That whole rigmarole thing, I don't know anybody who really gets a good deal. You get these one or two things, hey, Walmart, buy a waffle iron, $1! That was last year's thing. Okay, you get 50 people trying to get into the door for 25 waffle irons for $1. Some idiot's going to get killed. Just for a $1 waffle iron. Okay? As Arlick says in the chat room, yeah, it's a gimmick. It is a gimmick. Okay? The whole Boxing Day thing now is a retail gimmick to try and get people to start thinking, hey, look, people, Christmas is coming. Start thinking about Christmas. Look, oh, yeah, start buying your stuff now. Why do you want to start buying now? Because we want to take your money. We want to take your money now. We don't want to just take your money on that 1 week before Christmas when everybody goes insane, start buying all the Christmas presents because they haven't planned it out in advance. We want your money for a month or two. This is the problem in Canada. Boxing Day is the traditional crazy buying spree day because everybody's had their whole Christmas thing and it's like, hey, I got some money from my folks. They gave me some money. I want to blow it on stuff. Look, sales. Awesome. I'm going to blow my cash. I'm going to buy stuff. Most of these Black Friday deals, they're not real. Check some of the products that you're seeing. Hey, 40% discount. Yeah. Check that price 6 months ago. Guess what? That 40% price that you're buying for it now on Black Friday, it was basically that price 6 months ago, or close to it, maybe a little higher, and in which case you actually are saving a little bit. But is it worth the aggravation of all that crap of going through crowds and traffic and parking and all of the mental insanity?
Fighting people just to get through.
The mental insanity of dealing with a whole crap load of people. Now, for me, on Boxing Day, I actually like to go out on Boxing Day. Well, it also not necessarily as insane up here as it is in some cases down in the States, and I'm not saying everybody is insane on Boxing Day shopping time, Black Friday shopping days. However, where else do you see in the news the insanity of, there was a shooting in the Walmart parking spot because 40 feet away from the door, he took my spot. Bam! Okay, was that really necessary to buy a $2 waffle iron? Or sorry, $1 waffle iron, whatever it case, or an Elmo? Hey, tickle me. Hey! That creepy little doll? No, it's not worth that. If you want it, go ahead and buy it. But is it really worth the mental instability of such an event? I don't think so. It's just my opinion. As I said, it's my opinion, which may be shared by a few other people, but not necessarily by the station. It might be, but I'm not going to say anything because it's called an indemnification disclaimer clause. I like big words. I will not deny. And I can dance too. actually, Hillian, if you do Google Zombie Zach online, you will find a Zombie Zach doll. It's not me, but there is one. I dare you to do it. Go ahead, Katie. Go ahead, Jay-Z. Go ahead.
You know I'm already doing it.
I know. I could hear it. Ha 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 ha.
Zombie Zach squeeze toy?
Yep. It's not me, but it's funny as hell. When I first started using the...
There's two different ones.
There's a couple of them, actually.
There's one that shows, like, five different ones.
Yep.
That's awesome.
I would hope that they would pay me royalties, but alas, no, that is not the case. I believe...
You squeeze it, and it squeezes out brains.
Yep.
Okay, I have to share this with y'all.
Well, of course. When I first started using the nom of Zombie Zach for my personality and writing nom de guerre, as it were, I started Googling up my name and finding stuff, and it's like, wow, they made a doll. I have to look about finding out how to get some of these. I've never gotten around to it yet.
You should. Those are awesome.
I agree. I freaking want one. I just haven't gotten around to getting one. But one day, yes. Indeed. So, that's enough of the Christmas ranting. I got that power. I got that energy. And by the way, nobody can see it because of the power of radio, rather audio. You cannot see me. And I am talking with my hands. That's because what did I do? When I'm animated and tired, I tend to do that. I'm just mentioning it right now because it's funny. But you know what's funny? Here's a funny intermezzo type thing. So yesterday, people who follow me on Facebook may be familiar with the fact that I tend to do these things that I like to call ZZ-isms. Most of them, they tend to be positive behavioral reinforcement efforts to say, hey, life can be good if you want it to be, or any of a number of other possible odd little comment things like this one that I wrote the other day. Nuggets come and go, but wisdom and brightness mostly remain forever. Kinda. So, I posted an interesting one the other day about brightness, and brightness is the whole idea about the concept of... The world is as happy as you want it to be if you choose to let it be. If you bring brightness from you, then brightness around you becomes. All that crap. And I know it's all happy, sappy, sappy, sap. But the reality is, it is true if you apply it. So, I'm doing my normal Facebook thing. Da-da-da-da-da. I've posted my thing. Blah-blah-blah. I've forgotten about it. Da-da-da-da-da. And a death metal band likes that status. And I started howling my ass off, because death metal bands are usually not known for being shiny, happy, happy peoples. Because I went back to his page, he's like, oh my god, look at him, he's the epitome of death metal. He's angry, arr, that kind of stuff. And it was funny as hell. Yes, Tanya, happy, 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 hap. And it just made me howl. So, that was the amusing interlude of tonight's session. Reprogram, group, we're up. Right now, back to the regular show. Ranting! Ranty Town! Dun 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 dun. Can you hear me coming down to Ranty Town? So,
no, don't go down to Ranty Town.
We've already been to Ranty Town. That's where we are right now. Oh. We're going to City Hall of Ranty Town. Here's my biggest rant thing that I have to share about things. Stupid people. I swear to God, they're always on the highway, and they just got in front of me before I got there.
And they drive slow under the speed limit?
No, they... Oops. Yes, that, or they're stupid weaving, or they just jumped right in front of me. It was like, dude, Just because you have a turn signal on does not mean you have the right of way. It means I'm asking for permission to go over there because, hey, I want to get over that way. No, 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 no. Turn signal does not mean you have right of way. It means you're asking for right of way. Right of way is given, not taken. I have to say, I live in a big city. Really big city. 4.5 million people live in this city. And at times when I go to work, early in the morning, late in the evening, they are fortunately on the outsides of rush hour going both ways. But I still hit it. People are stupid. They get in their car. They all of a sudden, they're surrounded by half a ton, quarter ton, whatever it is amount of metal. And yes, Lucifer, our Lord, LOL, aha. Sorry, comment in the chat room. They seriously believe that just because they're in their car, they're safe. Where the hell does this notion come from? I mean, realistically speaking...
I thought that when I got hit in my car.
Precisely. Yes, I remember your little accent there a little while ago. That was very sad. It does happen. But people... See, I think there's three types of drivers. Passive, aggressive, and assertive. I'm an assertive driver. I don't give ground unless it's the safe thing to do or the right thing to do. But at the same time, I do not drive, ooh, it's the 60 kilometers speed limit. Oh, let me go 40. No, those people should be shot. However.
Those people are just as dangerous as the people that speed around the place.
Yes. Different type, but yes, definitely a danger as much traffic as to the regular drivers, because you get that little slow person going, not, by the way, insulting anybody who's driving a slow person, but if you're a slow person, don't be in front of me when I'm driving, please. Get over to the right-hand side. That's what it's for. Now, they go slow, everybody else going, what the hell, the person goes slow. Damn it, I'm on the way to work. I'm late. Why do people leave like 5 minutes before they need to be at work and expect to be able to get to work in 5 minutes? I don't know. I put time ahead. Oh, I normally take half an hour to get into work. I give myself 40 minutes. That's good. I got lots of time to get into work. Yes, Helene, people are stupid. Now, back to... Oh, yeah. Stupid people on the road. You know what also bugs me? Women doing their makeup while they're driving. Men shaving.
Oh, God, no.
I once saw some guy eating cereal out of a bowl on my drive into work. And I'm thinking, how the hell do you do that? Because he's balancing it on one, with one hand, he's scooping it with the other hand, and he's driving, and he's got control of his wheel. Seriously, that's an interesting skill talent to set to have. I want to learn that. Not really. I think it's dumb.
Okay, so two things for you about driving.
Yes.
Saw somebody... run a red light in front of a cop.
Bad idea.
Didn't do anything. And my mom was in the car with me and she goes, really? You do something illegal right in front of the cop and the cop doesn't do anything about it. And then I pointed out to my mom, but the cop's doing something illegal too.
What's that?
The cop was using their phone while driving.
Now, that is, depending on where you are, both legal or illegal, depending on where you're located. I don't know your state. But I know that in this city and in this province in Canada, it is illegal to drive with your cell phone. And you actually, they expanded the definition of what it is. Not just on your phone, texting, using a cell phone, or using an electronic device in your hand and not on the dash. You can get a ticket for any one of those. Unfortunately, you can't get points taken off, but still you can get tickets for it. But yes, your officer of the law was using his cell phone. Is that against the law in your state?
I know for sure texting is. I'm not totally for sure about phone calls.
Okay, because here you can use the hands-free setups, and there's a lot of variety of both expensive and cheap, low-cost alternatives, solutions that are available to use for hands-free. You put your phone in it, hit the button. Oh, hey, how's it going, Mary? I was doing great, John. Oh, good. Good to hear from you. What do you need? I'm looking for $30 million from you, son, right now. What's going? Sorry, I got another call coming in. Got to hang up. But hands-free, it's cool. But when you're using a phone and a headset and you're trying to drive with one hand, most people nowadays are not trained to drive with one hand. Did you grow up driving a stick or an automatic?
I grew up driving an automatic. My parents got rid of the stick before me and my brother started learning to drive. I have, however, driven a stick. It's not very easy.
Oh, it's not very easy to start, but once you learn, thing is, you can do so much better driving in a stick shift than you can with an automatic. I swear to God, if I were driving during the wintertime, and we get some serious winter, you guys get some serious winter too, with my Bronco with the stick shift, I blow through any pile of snow. No problem. The pickup that I'm driving now, which is an automatic, unfortunately, I'm sad. I hit some bumps of snow, I just can't get through it, because it doesn't have the same kind of gumption to go through it. I mean, I can drop it down into second or first, and it's like, okay, I get through it, but it's not like with the Bronco. Bronco go bam, right through it. So, it is what it is. I'm still going to rant about them. I got a special guest in the chat room today. We got Tempest Thales in the room today.
Well,
she's never been here before. Hellion and I know her. She's with the Heroes in Hell, Rogues in Hell, Lawyers in Hell, that wonderful Hell series of books. I have nothing to rant about that because I actually like those books. They're fun. Everybody should buy some. Read them. Yes. I am suggesting this. So say the zombie. So say us all.
Oh, silly zombie.
I am not silly. I am tired. Down because
no,
I'm...
everyone is silly. Is it? Hello? So, back to, ranting about cars and driving. There was... Do I hear Azizi again?
I don't know. Do you hear me again?
I hear you again.
Awesome! No, I did not mute my bike, but apparently when I jump up too much, apparently one of the little cables comes loose. So I'm going to have to invest in a new USB cable for my headset so I can still jump around. Jennifer,
use duct tape.
I don't fall asleep with this type of show. No, I have way too much energy to be able to do that. Dude,
yeah,
zombie hunters, they can
there.
Never find me.
I thought no. You did fall asleep.
Are you curious? It's what? No. I only fall asleep at midnight.
Oh.
Midnight to 6, that's it. At the very latest, I'll be up to 1 or 2 or 3, but I'll still get up at 6. Ha!
Okay.
Ha 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 ha.
Okay. If say so.
So, stupid people driving cars, they need to be shot. Now, that all being said, just so that everybody understands, I do have a plan. I do have a program. I will be taking over the world, and I'll be fixing it. Are you ready for that? Bow, no. Bow. Can't fix this. Oh, yes, I can. Of course.
So,
yes?
Will we still give you cookies?
That's probably going to be a preferred methodology of survival for a lot of people, yes.
Okay.
Because the alternative is, I'm a horror writer. You know what that means? I'm creatively evil.
Uh-oh.
I have means and methods and thoughts and thinky things that says, hey, you were bad. You, there's that pit over there, and guess what I put in that pit? I don't know, what'd you put in the pit? I'm not telling you until you're in, but I don't want to, no! Boom, you're in the pit.
No, not the pit.
Pit of doom. Doom, 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 doom. Doom. Oh, I gotta stop jumping. Jump, jump, jump around, jump.
No jump.
I'm gonna jump probably in about 5 minutes. But that's neither here nor there, nor there or here. Here, there, there, anywhere. Can I? I'm going to share something. Yeah, I'm going to share a thinky think. Because I posted this one up and people seem to like it, so I'm going to share it now. I bleed silence, yet though no angel sets down upon my brow, there is darkness, yet I so see well enough for now. Heed thy heart, let it steer you brightly, for 'tis winter's time, and the dark comes ever sprightly. Whee!
Yay!
That's the one that got positively checkmarked by the death metal band guy. I think it's funny, and it's great. As Tanya did say, death metal band players do have feelings too, and I totally agree with that. Understand? Conceptually, experimentally, exponentially. Fully get that. I just found her freaking funny as hell. Hi, Skip! You know what time it is? It's ZZ time! Woohoo! Now what else is there to rant about? Oh, let me say the things that I could rant about. Snap!
What isn't there to rant about?
Cookies. No, wait!
You can rant about the lack of cookies.
However, long pause, short pause.
Why don't you sit right back and I may tell you a tale of three little pigs and a big bad wolf. One day, he bought a guitar. He moved to Hollywood to become a star. But living on the farm, he knew nothing of the city. Built his house out of straw, what a pity. Then one day, jamming on some chords, along came the wolf, knocking on his door. Little pig, let me in.
By the hair of my chinny chin chin.
Little pig, let me in.
Thank you. about it, so they call 9/11 like any piggy would. They sent out Rambo just as fast as they could.
Yo, Wolfface, I'm your worst nightmare. Your ass is mine.
And that brings me right back to the stupid people on the roads. See? Easily amused with a puppet show.
Puppet show?
Puppet show.
Puppet show? Where?
A band with no talent could easily amuse a group of idiots with a puppet show. That's mm-hmm. life nowadays, okay? Watch TV. See the world. The boob tube. That little cutter screen, that's full of puppet shows. That's reality TV. Reality TV is mindless tripe. I seriously am going to rant about this for a second. Maybe even a little bit longer than a second. Boobs. Where? Skip says boobs. Where? I'm looking
over
for
there,
them.
Skip.
Oh, there they are. Yes, those ones are nice. I like those. Moving along. Television is getting stupider and stupider and stupider. Okay? It is breeding a society of mindless... I'm not going to use bad words. This is a family show-ish, kind of. Mostly. Still debating. However, I'm not going to use the bad words. But TV is mindless tripe, using the expression that Mr. Arlick just mentioned. It is. It really is. I mean, I stopped watching cable a couple years ago because I could not stand to watch some of the crap. I mean, I'm spending to watch TV, and the only thing that's interesting is news. What the hell? Seriously? Just news? I mean, I enjoy news because I like to know what's going on in the world. It's interesting to see people's views and things, expressions and ideas and all that concept stuff that comes up from high level and low levels. Like, hey, what did you guys think about this thing? Did you know that the Mars rover has found the possible potential reality that there might actually have been life on Mars?
No way.
It's a possibility. They're still debating it and discussing it and putting out, hey, what do you think? I don't know. What do you think? Hey, I don't know. What do you think? Oh, hey. Wow, that could be, you know? But yet, you don't get to hear about this stuff. That's cool. That is cool stuff. What do you hear about? Oh, Kim Kardashian's ass stuck out somebody's car door. Oi? That's news? That's not news. That's mindless moronic behavior of mindless moronic morons. And this.
That's a lot of moronic right there.
Have you seen this chick?
Unfortunately.
Kim Kardashian? I have never actually seen her. I've seen bits and pieces of her. Mostly just her ass and her boobs. And maybe the weird face thing. I didn't know whether or not that was a real person or something. I thought it was maybe a puppet. However, the funniest scene ever involving the Jersey Shore cast, because I think the whole idea of that show was lame, to put it mindlessly in a little bit. The Three Stooges movie. Which, unfortunately, I thought was a very bad movie because it was kind of boring. However, when Mo joins the cast of Jersey Shore, That was hilarious. Oh, wait. Spoiler alert! That brings me on to the next thing that makes me want to ranty rant about right now. Facebook and people who share what they saw on TV, in a show. Please, for the love of God, use the expression and phrase that has been depicted for the rest of humanity's expressionsism. Spoiler alert! Because guess what? I don't want to read about... I love the show Walking Dead. I love the show. It's an awesome show. Well written, well done, acted well. Stories are cool. Characters are awesome. But I don't want to hear about the person who just died when I haven't seen the show yet.
Agreed.
Big time. Lots of capital letters there. Big capitals. Hi, Alan. Lots of exclamation marks, as Tanya just said. Agreed. Come on. People, when you're watching a damn show, enjoy it. Awesome. When everybody else has seen it too, then say, awesome. Hey, did you see that part with that guy? Yeah, it was awesome. Hey, spoiler alert. But you know, they killed T something. Oh! You know? Just, like, have a little bit of consideration there. Think about it for a second. You know, I want to enjoy the show. Fortunately for me, I'm one of those guys I can just completely clue out. It's like, oh, yeah, they did say that. But, hey, if you look at the show, those of us who have read the comic books for, like, up to 100 issues now, we kind of already know that most of this stuff is kind of going to happen already anyways. By the way, I love the bit about Rick and the cell phone. The phone call.
No!
I'm not saying what it's about. I just love it. I think that's hilarious. That was an awesome piece written into the stories in the book. Sorry, the comic books. And I'm sure they'll play that quite well in the TV show. I'm looking forward to that. So, another ranty thing. Nobody's giving me any things to rant about in the chat room. Why is that?
They don't feel the need to rant today?
Why not? Today is Wednesday. It's the day before Thanksgiving. How the heck can you have a pleasant Thanksgiving in the United States? Not the rest of the world, just the United States. Did you know that no place else in the world except Canada celebrates Thanksgiving?
Really?
Yes. Why would they?
I did not know that.
What is Thanksgiving about?
Coming to America.
Hey! So why would anybody else in the rest of the world except Canada and the U.S. be worried about Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
Dun 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 dun! And by the way, I love turkey. Turkey's good. Gobble, 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 gobble! What, you don't like turkey? What the hell's wrong with you?
My family does it too much. And
what do you mean too much?
Okay, my turn to rant.
Sure, go ahead, rant about turkey. That would be interesting.
Turkey and the fact that every year, my parents used to work at a hospital, and every year they would each get a turkey from the hospital for a Christmas present. So then we'd have two free turkeys around the house. So it's like way too many turkeys. There was one year where me and my brother worked there as well. So we brought home four turkeys that year. Four turkeys! That's insane!
Yeah, but did you do that this year?
No.
So have you had turkey again for the last month?
No, I can't go without ever having turkey again.
That's unacceptable.
Ever.
That's me.
Totally acceptable.
No.
Acceptable.
Would you say that about cookies?
My family, whenever we do Thanksgiving at my grandparents' house, they always have two oven-roasted turkeys and a deep-fried turkey. Three turkeys. Insane. Three turkeys to feed my entire family. And my entire family devours all three of them. I can't believe it. I, however, always get ham. I like the ham. The ham is good.
So you like the pig?
What?
You like the pig?
I do.
The pig is yummy.
It's really cute. But
no,
yes,
they're not
I
cute.
Like to eat the ham.
They're
yes,
tasty.
They are.
Tasty.
Oh my gosh, I want to get myself a little baby piggy for a pet.
I have nothing to say to this.
They have mini piggies that people can have as pets.
You can have anything as a pet if you really want to. It's an animal. It's a creature. It's a creature that runs along the lines. And then it's feed me. And yes, bacon. Bacon is God's gift to everything. Everything tastes better with bacon on it. You know that, right?
So tomorrow, while my family is having turkey for dinner,
I would put bacon on turkey.
I will be having ham.
Hellion?
Honey baked ham.
Bacon on honey badgers would also be tasty too. And yes,
wait.
Bacon on Paris Hilton would be tasty too, I'm sure of it.
Oh dear God, no. Wow.
Paris Hilton also is another one of those Kardashian types. It's like, what the hell?
God.
However, I have seen a movie where she was a good actress in. Yep, I can safely say that there
was
a movie.
Did she die in it?
No, she had a good death scene in the one movie, The Wax House, it was a remake of an older movie, but she had a great death scene where they stabbed her in the foot, disabled her, and then just basically ripped her to shreds. It was cool. However, the movie where she was a good actress in was called Repo, the Genetic Opera. Do you know why?
Oh, yes, loved that movie.
She basically played herself.
Right.
And was awesome at it.
Done that.
Oh, man, I love that movie. However, I'm not ranting about that, but I am going to bring up another point, which you just brought up with The House of Wax and Paris Hilton. Remakes. Remakes, remakes, remakes. I say that a couple times as I step along the way and go, hit those points. I like the occasional remake. You know, they can do some good stuff. I like the look of the Evil Dead movie that's coming out. That's a remake. It looks like it's been done well. It's not the original. It's not campy. But it's going to be a serious horror movie. It looks like it's been treated cool. I don't like... let's see. What's the one? Oh, yeah. No. Quarantine. That movie drove me up the wall. Why? Because it's a freaking shot-for-shot remake of the original movie, Wreck. Wreck is an awesome movie. It has soul. It has character. It has a good story that works well, great dialogue, awesome emotion and character interaction. You can see these people and think, holy crap, that's some real people and some real serious stuff going on through some real world stuff. Quarantine, on the other hand, is like, hi, my name is so-and-so. Oh, look, you're infected. Ooh-wee, we better run. Yet, it's all the same dialogue, it's all the same action, yet it's a terrible, soulless, crushing piece of crap that needs to be pooped on. And that's what I have to say about that. Remakes, they bug me. Why do they bug me as well? Because the inherent, I spoke to somebody about this before, who works in the Hollywood LA type area, and one of the things that they say about remakes is that they have a guaranteed return on investment just by slapping that name on it. So, let's see, what's a good remake that came out recently? Come on, chat room, give me a good remake that came out recently. Arclick, you may be in trouble because I think they are doing a Big Trouble in Little China remake. However, remake Star Wars. What? Total Recall? Well, I kind of like the remake. Okay, so we'll go with Total Recall then. Fine. So they remade Total Recall. Because, you know, as soon as they slapped the name Total Recall on the movie, everybody who was a fan of the original movie, 15 to 25% of those people, are going to go see this movie regardless of how well it is or how sucky it is. It could have been the biggest pile of poop, but they will still get 25% or so of those people who enjoyed the original to come see it without spending any money on marketing. They'll get a few hundred thousand people to come in and see it, regardless of what they do.
It's because those people want to go see if it's just as good as the old one.
Yeah, they want to see if it's great or if it sucked and they have a reason to complain about it. Hollywood knows that. They know that that's going to happen. They know that that group of people will go see it regardless. So they already know that they've got a return on their investment coming back. And that makes me say, poop on you! Because, you know what? Every year, I don't know the exact number, but I'm going to throw a number out. Let's call it 1 to 10,000 books, short stories, original creative pieces of work, are produced by hardworking authors and scriptwriters and people in various environments every year. And yet, ooh, I would love to see a Killer Clowns from Outer Space remake. That might be cool. Ooh. Okay, they can't remake Attack of the Killer Tomatoes because they've already done that 5 times. Preaching, I'm not preaching love. I'm preaching enjoyment of good stuff. We, and ranting about bad stuff. However, back to the what I was already saying. I forgot what I was saying. What was I saying, Jazzy?
Remakes.
Remakes, yeah, they suck. No, they don't suck. Most of them suck. Some of them are good. I liked the Total Recall remake. I thought it was a really good, well-done version. Oh, yes, love of authors. That's what I was preaching. Yeah, okay. I enjoyed the Total Recall remake because they didn't make the same story. They reimagined, reinvented, redid the story. I had a couple of bits of issues with some of the technology and the science that they were using it because it was like, I'm sorry, that's wrong. That would not work like that. Thank you very much. No. However, the overall story I thought was really well done. But that's the exception to most of the remakes I see. I see remakes that just plain suck. And it bugs me because there's so many good stories available to actually make really good, serious stories. And yet they never get any. Because Hollywood will not invest in... We don't know you. Oh, most of the community of the world at large, they don't know you. Oh, they don't know your character either. So we're not making a movie of you. We're going to go and make another one of these movies because we know they sell. And that crap just bugs me. Ah. Oh, Clash of the... Oh! That's a perfect example. I hated that remake. Clash of the Titans. That was a terrible movie. Now, Wrath of the Titans, the sequel, was better. Ooh, Red State was good. You still with me, Jazzy?
I am.
Did I rant you off yet?
I don't know about all these movies.
That's okay.
So.
I'm just going to rant on through. Rant on through to the other side. Rant on through. Rant on through. Rant on through to the other side. So, here's my next rant. People who sneeze and don't cover their mouth. That drives me up the wall. You know why?
Because it spreads germs.
No, because they're not spreading the zombie infection fast enough. Come on, people. Bite
Wait a
each
minute.
Other.
Thought you said people that sneeze and don't cover the mouth.
Right. I don't like it.
But it would still be spreading your zombie infection.
They're not spreading my zombie infection. They're spreading this silly little disgusting flu thing. That's not the infection. That's not the zombie cool sickness that I want to spread around the rest of the world. No, man,
they're
no.
spreading stuff, though.
They're definitely spreading something. It's not cool. That's actually very uncool, you know? Because that's right. Zombies don't sneeze. Yes, Helian, go ahead and bite a few. That's okay. So, you were saying, how could I have anything to rant on about cookies? Well, besides the lack thereof at some particular cases and points in time. Not today, of course, because I do have a bag full sitting right over there. And I have a lovely person on Facebook who offered to send me some cookies because I made some nice comments about her website on the thing, and it was, she makes zombie poop cookies. You're going to like them, by the way, Jazzy. They sparkle.
I'm afraid to eat them.
No, they're probably just shortbread cookies with sprinkle bits on top. However, I just was laughing because, like, wait, zombie poop unicorn cookies? Sorry, unicorn poop cookies? That just sounds funny. Shout out there. Yeah. And yes, as Tanya says, I understand that Jazzy likes sparkly things. Apparently a lot of women do. I don't understand why. Sparkly things.
Sparkly is pretty.
Yeah, but it means you're more visible in the dark. Can't hide. Zombies will find you. Zombies will find you. We'll eat the brains. We'll eat the brains. Om, yum, yum, nom, 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 nom. So.
I made these amazing cookies last weekend.
Are they Oreos back in the Oreo cookies again?
No.
Okay, good.
Do you like pumpkin?
No. Absolutely loathe pumpkin.
Really?
It's a taste and texture thing. Can't stand it.
I made these delicious, delicious pumpkin with brown butter frosting cookies.
Okay, I hope you enjoyed them. Jen says she'll take some.
Oh, they were so good.
Jen says she'll have some. I'm sure Skip will like a few, and Tanya would too. Alan and Hellion and Arlek, I'm sure, would all love some. Jack, nah, he doesn't want any because he can't share it with Sneaky. However, back to the point I was going to try and make. How could I possibly have a rant about cookies? Well, Arlek, I think it was, mentioned it earlier in the chat room, and he guessed it. Twinkies. I am very sad about this. Very sad. Very disappointed. However, fortunately for us here in Canada, we do have an alternative. We have Joe Louis. Joe Louis are the yummy. But Twinkies, they were also a good yummy too. But they're now out of business. No more Twinkies. Very sad. Very sad. However, there will, of course, be somebody come along eventually, I think, and no doubt picking up production of it and continuing on with the product. But they'll change the recipe. And it just won't be the same. You know? Just won't be the same. Now, you know what I find very amusing about Twinkies? What's the shelf life of Twinkies? Come on.
They have a shelf life?
Everything food-wise has a shelf life.
I thought they were supposed to live forever.
This is the amusing thing that makes me laugh my ass off every single time I talk about Twinkies. How many people believe that? Come on, chat room. Show of hands.
Hellion says 2 weeks.
I know, I can see that. These three are actually pretty damn close.
What is the shelf life of Twinkies?
Arlek says 25 days, but what I read was 21 days. Okay? They do not last forever. Okay? Well, yeah, exactly, Jen. The reason it was as a combination of factors, not just one thing about this, that, or the other thing. It's corporate greed. It's employee things. It's the economy. It's yada, whatever. But Twinkies only are good and edible for that 3 to 4 week period. That's it. That's it. They do not last for a year. They do not last for decades. They do not last forever. But most people you talk to will say, oh yeah, I'm buying me a case of Twinkies and these will last me for a good couple years. Ha 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 ha. Dude, I hope you eat them soon, because you put one of those puppies in your mouth after about 2 months, you are going to die. Which I'm fine with.
Really?
It's not a really big problem. Have you ever eaten rotten, stale, icky, dead kind of meat stuff that's been sitting out in the sun for too long?
Ew, no.
That's what it's going to be like. It's like taking sugar and the cakey type stuff. You know, it sits there. That stuff just gets slowly harder and harder and harder. And any food benefit out of that product is just sort of rotten away. And you are left with a mass of that's kind of like a brick with some sugar in it. Which the sugar might be tasty to something like ants. And you just put it in your mouth. Bop! You're going to die. Don't do it. Well, go ahead if you want. But I'd really rather not have my friends do that, so... However, the rest of them, those people who are driving stupid cars, they need to eat some Twinkies that are 4 months old. That's all I'm saying about that. You know? You hear what I'm saying, yo?
Oh, I hear.
Okay.
I hear, yeah.
So, just wanted to mention a couple of other quick things before we end the show, because we are almost close to that point. Things that I wanted to get off my chest and out in the grow. Notice how fast the show went? Barely even noticed the time go. And I had a whole nother list here of 400,000 different things to rant about.
Didn't we just start the show?
5 minutes ago, feels like. Ramen noodles.
I know. Who fast-forwarded the clocks?
Alan did. I hear he has that power.
Alan! Don't do that.
Gone with the wind. I don't. Oh, Jack's flatulating again. Uh-oh. However, the things that I wanted to just say quickly... Jack. I hope everybody will tune in on Friday, because we have another Magic Farmer episode coming up. Woohoo! Woohoo! Hee! And after our show tonight, what's coming up, Jazzy?
Free pie.
Pie. We seem to have this food kick thing, don't we? We have after rot, things that die and then we eat them after they've been rotting in the sun and like turning into twisted metal and like melting food. It's like, oh, that looks so yummy if you're a fly. And after free pie, we have what? We have mental candy.
What are they doing tonight?
Actually, glad you asked. Apparently, Joan is going to have a special guest, Samantha and Christensen. Yay!
Yay!
Sparkly high fives, not by me. But high fives nonetheless. Air fives, look at that. High-fiving the crowd, yeah! Not raising the roof, just high-fiving the crowds. Whoa, stripping, what?
Stripping?
Skip said stripping. Who's stripping?
Oh, skip stripping for us.
Oof, whoa, I'm glad I'm not looking there. Doody 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 do 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 la da 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 freak da do da 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 boom boom boom. Talk radio. Yeah, it is radio. Alan, jeez, these people. They're talking about weird stuff. I don't know, man. They're like scaring me. It's a good thing this show is almost over. Why is there a time differential on that and that? What time is it, Jazzy?
9:56.
So we still have another couple of minutes to ramble on. Ramble on. Ramble on.
Ramble, ramble?
Yes. Oh. And how about, I'm going to rant one more thing. People who don't say please, it bugs me. Could I have a cookie, please? How hard is that to say?
Speaking of the whole please thing,
how hard is that to say?
Thank you.
And thank you. Please and thank you. It's kind of part and parcel, the whole nine yards of, can I have something? Yes, you may. But you know what to say? Please? Oh, yes, you can. Thank you. How hard is this to say? Give me cookies. I have cookies. And Alan is now stripping too. Ugh. All these people and they're stripping. What the hell, man? Seriously? Wait, where's this voice coming from?
What about when you hold the door open for someone?
I do that. Because then I nod on the brain. Ah!
But I hold the door for people because that's the polite thing to do.
Absolutely.
Instead of just slamming it in their face.
Absolutely.
And they don't say thank you.
Oh, that's so tacky. We should shoot them. Shoot them all. Yes, this is what I've decreed. When
feed
I take over
old
the world,
Twinkies.
No,
like the car people.
4-month-old Twinkies.
Yes.
Woohoo! What are we doohooing for? Don't ever let a zombie open the door for you. Why not, Hellion? We're good for that. We're well known for this. It's something we do a lot. We're very polite people as zombies. We come from the north. A land of ice and snow. We're coming down to find out what you know. Hey, 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 ho. We're the zombies, yeah, yeah. We're the zombies, yeah, yeah. Coming to eat ya. Eat your brains and your cookies, yeah, yeah. I should be a singer.
Hellion, you shouldn't let them gnaw on the back of your head if you want to keep your hair all nice.
No, that's okay. We usually go through the front. It's easier that way. The eyes are tastier. And with that merry note, I would just like to say, everybody, thanks for showing up and being with us, friends forever. Have a good, pleasant evening, and
Happy Turkey Day!
If you go down in the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.